In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Coach Brent Browner from Las Vegas Bishop Gorman for joining us in our first segment. And certainly, as we said, it will be a really good 3 days of football. Broward County National Showcase, third edition. And it, from the beginning, has been very competitive. A lot of programs from around the country have wanted to take part, and certainly it has, as we said before, it is a premier event. ESPN is covering three games, and it's a first-class event, and somebody probably knows that about being a first-class event is our next guest, Coach Jason Negro from St. John Bosco and beautiful Bellflower, California, and he is kind enough to join us for the second year. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem, Larry. Thanks for having me, and it's an honor to be a part of your program.
What an exciting thing for you guys coming east last year, coming away with a win, but the experience. You stayed a little bit longer. You guys took in the sights of South Florida. And obviously, coming from California, you have all the beaches and the sunshine. But there's so many different things in different regions of the country, and you get an opportunity to bring your kids down and also your fans. And, you know, the one thing, too, is I've learned in the offseason where, you know, a lot of these high schools go on these little caravans to college, you know, colleges and universities. It's also a tremendous lesson for history because, especially on the East, you go through Civil War areas, you go through, you know, battle areas, and the kids get a chance to see unique things that they read about. Same thing when you travel, because whether it's Florida or on the West Coast, these kids are seeing places that they've only read about.
Without question, I think the number one goal for us is to try to provide, you know, the young men that are a part of our program, an educational experience that's unlike anywhere else that they're going to get at a traditional high school. You know, at St. John Bosco, we take a lot of pride in trying to educate our young men and put them in situations to where they're not normally going to have the exposure or the opportunity to do that. And our football platform certainly allows us to do that by traveling all over the country. I mean, we've played on the East Coast. We played in the Midwest. We played down in Texas. We played out in Hawaii, Las Vegas, up to the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, it's all about that. You know, a couple years ago, we played in Virginia and got to see a lot of the Civil War sites and things like that, which really was an educational experience for our young men. And it's just, it's great for us to be able to provide these memories and these lasting experiences that they're going to have. And I'm certainly proud of my program that we built it to a level to where, you know, guys like, you know, Kevin and Sean want to have us down at the Broward County Showcase and let us be a part of this great event to play against such quality competition that Florida is going to provide us.
Yeah, no doubt. And coming down last year, you kind of know a lay of the land. And not only that, you get a chance to play a team that finished number two in the nation last year in Chaminade Madonna. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. as we just were talking to Coach Brent Browner, who was the defending national champions. Talk about that experience. You get a it's not that you're just going to play one team or another. All 17 or 14 teams in here, you have the 1, 2, 4, 7, 9, and 14 teams in the nation from last year. So that makes a difference.
You know, for sure. I mean, I think that's probably the most intriguing thing about trying to, agree to upon coming down there is because of the level of competition. You know, we here at St. John Bosco want to try to play the most competitive elite high school football programs across the country. And what they're doing with this showcase down in Broward County is allowing us to come down there and play against some of the best teams in the South. You know, last year we got to, you know, watch Chaminade Madonna take on St. Francis. You know, I know Bishop Gorman's coming. We're there, St. Thomas Aquinas, Milton from Georgia. So there's a lot of really talented football teams that are coming into that area, and I think it's going to spark a lot of interest. But again, you know, each and every year when we try to set our schedule, we look upon some of the best teams in the country and say, okay, you know, is it really feasible or is it possible for us to be able to play these games? And because of this showcase and the tremendous amount of resources that they provide us, it's easy for us to agree to the game, easy for us to come down there. They take such great care of us when we're there. And then to boot, we get to play, like you said, the defending, you know, second-ranked team in the country, you know, and test our skill set against that great program and that great coaching staff.
Right, no doubt. Jason Negro joins us, head coach at St. John Bosco. And not only that, it's kind of a tune-up for what you have ahead. I mean, because obviously, you know, everybody knows Junipero Serra is a great program. Mm-hmm. Obviously, your annual battle with Mater Dei. I remember back mm-hmm. in the day when, and Jay Serra Catholic, obviously. I remember mm-hmm. back in the day that Servite and Bishop Amat were the programs that mm-hmm. were like, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Now you guys in Mater Dei every year, you still have Orange Lutheran, a program that mm-hmm. Is also going to play against Bishop Gorman. Talk about how mm-hmm. this game's kind of getting you ready for the Sierra Canyons and Pittsburgh and schools like that?
Well, I think that's the number one goal in terms of when you're trying to provide a schedule. It's to set yourself up, you know, using the five opportunities that you have in the non-league to get you prepared for the league. You know, we're part of the Trinity League, like you said, which is made up of Mater Dei, Servite. You know, we have Jay Serra, Orange Lutheran, and Santa Margarita, which Max Preps year in and year out dubs as the number one most challenging conference in high school football, and we take pride of being part of that. So if you're going to go through that gauntlet, which is a five-week, you know, highly intense, highly elite type level of football, you better be prepared. And I think that's what we're going to utilize the non-league for, those five, you know, games. That's going to prepare us for the league. And then when we finish the league, you got to get through that and play teams like Corona Centennial, Sierra Canyon. You know, there's teams, you know, out here in California that certainly are at a high level and do a really good job of playing high school football. And then if you win those, then you got to potentially play Sarah from up north in Santa Mateo, and you have to play De La Salle. So California plays really good football, but the best way to get prepared is to be a part of showcases like this and get out to Florida and experience that and what it's like to play down in the South. Certainly not easy, but I just am very thankful for Chaminade Madonna and, you know, Thomas Aquinas last year for being willing to play us as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, last year you came down a couple of days early. You're coming down when? Thursday or Friday this year?
We're going to leave on a red eye Wednesday night, fly in about 7 o'clock Thursday morning so that we'll be totally prepared to spend a couple of days in the South Florida region before we play on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously a lot of the fans are going to be, you know, if they can't make it all the way to Florida, they're going to be watching on ESPN. It's a big time game starting, you know, as we said before, at 5 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock, on the West Coast, good fan base. I know that you guys have a lot of kids that, not only in college and in the NFL, but a lot of kids on this roster looking at it have gotten huge interest, not just the West Coast teams, but now with USC and UCLA being in the Big Ten, you're getting more of those programs, the Michigans and the Northwesterns and programs like that visiting, especially you're a highly academic school. Talk about that and how you can rationalize a school like Cal and Stanford being in the ACC.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly college football has flipped on its head. I mean, it's completely shifted and changed from what we're used to in terms of the traditional rivalries and the traditional conferences. But again, this is an advantage for our kids and for them to see different parts of the country and see, you know, the weather, the time change, you know, how challenging that flight is to go from LAX into Fort Lauderdale, into Miami. Last year we flew into Miami. This year we're flying into Fort Lauderdale. You know, so for us, it's given our kids just, you know, kind of a trial run on what it's going to take. So if they do want to go down to Florida State or they want to play at Miami or, you know, Florida International or something like that, that they're going to have to experience, you know, travel and being away from their families and things like that. So, you know, playing in showcases like this gives us that chance to expose our kids to something that might be just a little bit different than what they're used to. And now, like you said, with the conference realignments, you know, if you go to Stanford, you're going to have to get used to going to the East Coast. You're going to have to get used to going down into the South to play some football games. And what better way to do that than to prepare yourself in 4 years in high school? And that's kind of what we're built on and what we want to try to provide not only the young men that are on this roster, but the ones that are up and coming.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Have a very safe flight to the East, and look forward to a great week and a great weekend and a great Saturday evening for you. Again, go get the practice. See, I can't believe Brent Browner was telling me that they're practicing now in 107 degrees, and I guess that's why they're 80-7 over the last decade.
They do a great job at Bishop Gorman, and it's pretty hot here. It's about 95, not much humidity, but yeah, we'll be prepared. We'll be prepared. Yeah, I don't think the weather is going to play that big of a part for us, at least, especially playing at night. But we're really excited to come down and see South Florida. You got a tremendous area there, and everyone's so kind to us, and we look forward to a great game on Saturday.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Larry. Best of luck to you guys, and see you soon.
Good stuff. Coach Jason Nagro, head coach at St. John Bosco of California. Certainly, both teams will have their hands full to play in defending national runner-up, Chaminade Madonna at 8 o'clock.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.